Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and download and listen to them at your leisure. Today we have a fantastic guest coming on the program. He hails from Alabama, one of the Crimson Tide's key components to that offensive line. It's none other than Chris Owens. He was also an SEC All-Academic Honor Roll student, so he encompasses the idea of a student athlete. With that said, Chris, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Thanks for having me. It's been pretty good. I got a workout in today and got to relax a little bit, let my body recover. So it's been pretty good.
Nice. And what can you believe? I mean, I think 6 years senior, that your time at Alabama's kind of come and gone. It's behind you. And now your next journey, you're working out, preparing for pro days and private workouts and your opportunity to play in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's been one wild ride. I mean, me and my mom, my dad, brother, we would always talk about, you know, my path is already being written. I just have to trust God and follow through with it. And there were ups and downs, just like I'm sure there is with any college athlete. But I really feel good with my decision to stick it out through Alabama, trust the coaches, Coach Saban, and all the coaches we brought in. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't change a thing about my college career.
Oh, from the outside looking in, I'm not saying this because you're on the program. I live in the state of Ohio, so I catch a lot of abuse because I really don't follow a college team, Chris. I just because I'm, you know, I work with so many guys. I talk, I root for more of the individuals. But what you guys have going on there in Alabama is on another level, and you to be part of it. I mean, you can take that all the way to the bank. You can take it to the grave. That's something they can never take from you. And fabulous job. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's go back. Pop Warner, Pee Wee football. Were you playing the game of football way back then in Arlington, Texas? And if you were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go?
Oh, we're throwing it way back. Yeah, I was playing football. So me and my mom moved from New Orleans to Arlington, Texas, around Hurricane Katrina. And one of the guys that's actually in the league, Madre Harper, he helped get my mom to allow me to play on a football team, and it just helped me meet some new friends. That's really how I wanted to do it initially, was just to meet people. It was never really about any long-term aspirations. But after a while, I started realizing I was a little bit better of an athlete than a lot of the guys I was going against. So we still had plenty of really good guys, just like myself. But I've been playing football for so long, I can't remember the last time I didn't have anything football-related in my life.
And I assume probably both sides of the football, but how did you know that offensive lineman was going to be your path to get you to where you're at today?
So, yeah, originally I was playing with the AMG Panthers. Shout out to my coach Corey, but he had me as a defensive end, and everybody just knew I was going to play that for the rest of my life. And then I finally got to high school, and I had a coach Lackey. He converted me to an offensive lineman just for a spring to see how it would go, just in case the team needed me. And since then, I never left the position. I never played another snap of defense. So had a couple good words and advice here and there.
Wow. Was that a tricky change for you, especially as a young man? It's, you know, a little bit older, sometimes it's easier to deal with change. As a young guy, what was that like asking, you know, not ever playing D-line again and finding this new role?
Well, at first, being younger, I was a little heartbroken because I was looking forward to the spotlight when you get a sack or you make a tackle. And I was like, man, offensive linemen don't get any shine. But one of the things I told my mom was that something felt a little bit more gratifying when you're helping the team score a touchdown. And I had the quarterback, Shane Buechele, one of my best friends, and being able to have people come watch him play and see, wow, he's got a lot of protection. I wonder why. That was more of the gratifying thing to me than getting a sack or scoring a defensive touchdown could ever be.
I love it. And Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. When I'm in a game taking notes with the binoculars on guys, there's nothing finer than an offensive lineman that's nasty and gritty. I was like, you know, the play's going to the left. This guy's pulling this guy to the right. Pancake him. Use his head as some sort of a guide or a helper to get you up. I love watching the offensive line gel and do their thing. Once again, Chris Owens, the standout from Alabama, here on the C2P, a multi-dimensional guy along the offensive line. He played several positions, a key component for this Crimson Tide team, and we're going to find out more as we continue with this show. I ask all the guys, Chris, to come on the program. If we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, I think the versatility is the first thing that just pops off the tape. But what else are these teams, what should they take notice of, and what do you think they're going to love?
Like you said, the versatility would be one thing. And probably the next thing I would say, which I take a lot of pride in, is like my football IQ and reaction time. Like, we've had a couple games this year where teams will try to slant and stunt on us, run games just to try to confuse us. And one of the things I feel like I did a better job of this year than in previous years was – being able to recognize those things a lot faster, whether it was through film study or finding little keys, whether his stance is tilted one way, does he have an inside hand down, little things like that. So probably some of the more nuanced things you'll be able to pick up on film just based off of my reaction.
Excellent. And this is your show, and we know some NFL personnel do like listening in, and we want them to know you the best they can. What goes unnoticed, Chris? It could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. Maybe if you played another position longer, you'd have been more, you know, astute at doing that. What do these teams need to know that they don't see on tape that can help you fall in their good graces when the draft rolls around at the end of April?
Well, one of the things about me is that sometimes I ask a lot of questions. I've always been of the mindset of you never want to go into a situation unsure of anything. So I always try to ask a lot of questions. I want to be able to walk onto the field or walk into the film room feeling confident in what I'm supposed to be doing. I also like to ask not just coaches but players a lot of questions. Some of the older guys, or maybe there's a guy that's doing something better than me. I never really want to feel like I have too much pride to ask for help, because there's been plenty of people who've become all-time greats who've been willing to ask even some of their teammates for help. So I'm always trying to learn, and I always want to improve both myself on the field and off the field.
I love it. Wait, an excellent way to just describe who you are and what you bring to the table, Chris. Let me ask you this. You played so many positions along the offensive line, and I know, listen, I know if the Jacksonville Jaguars said, listen, we're going to take you and we want you to be a punter, you'd be like, all right, I'll be the best punter I can be. But after that, what position do you think these teams are going to view you as, and what position do you think you are at your best when you're at that position?
Well, like you said, I've never really been at one true position. I know I played tackle this past year, but I don't think that's obviously not the immediate plan. That would be something I have in my tool belt. But more of like the center guard combo. I played a lot of center. Those were all my starts minus the tackle starts I have. But originally I was a guard, yeah. And I feel like guard is something I could also be very good at once I have the time to figure out some of the little things about the position, whether it's eye discipline or how different a pass it is from a center or a tackle. But somewhere on the interior, I feel comfortable pretty much everywhere at this point.
Nice. And you mentioned your football IQ and playing center. I mean, I think it goes hand in hand, you know, the quarterback center exchange and just you being the second set of eyes for the QB and, you know, the leader of that offense. Can you recall a week where you're breaking down tape or you're in the film room with your teammates, something rolls around on Saturday where you make the adjustment? It doesn't need to be a huge play, but just something you could share with us.
Yeah, there was a couple times that happened. I think one of the one that comes to mind immediately would be Tennessee game, not this past season, but the season before. We had a certain look that, and I was playing tackle at this point. I wasn't starting the game, but I came in early in the second quarter, and Tennessee lined up in a different type of defense late in the game, and instead of the quarterback flipping the protection one way, I was able to see it and relay the call all the way down to the opposite side of the line. But that's just like the immediate thing that just came to mind was that I saw it look, and I immediately was able to help it out before the quarterback even was able to change it.
That's excellent. And see, that's my favorite question to ask, Chris, out of all of them. You know, anyone watching that game, you're just assuming, oh, okay, here's the play, blah, blah, blah. You know, they hiked it. But there's so many little intricate details that go into making a play successful. And that play you just described, obviously Chris Owens was a big factor in that play being on the Crimson Tide's favorable side. You come across as a humble giant, if you will. You seem very charismatic, great personality. When do you become this ferocious individual on a Saturday afternoon?
I used to joke with my teammates, and it was when I put my eye black on in the mirror. But I do have a way to flip the switch on and off. Like you said, I do pride myself on being pretty humble. I've never always been looked at as the guy early on, and I've always had to work for everything I got, with whatever football level it is, or even going back to AAU basketball when I started playing, where I wasn't the starter, and it took me a year to even learn how to play against good players. So I'm kind of used to being in the role of you got to work for what you get. And once I get something, I always appreciate it, no matter how long I've been doing it. I'm always appreciative of whatever I have.
Yeah, that's a great foundation. And you mentioned earlier, you know, God will show your path. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Obviously coming to fruition for you, Chris, as you're making your path towards this next level. I cannot believe we're almost out of time, but we always like to end the show on a light, fun note. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, it could be Coach Saban or somebody else on that Alabama coaching staff. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? The absolute no-no, you do not want to do this during practice or you're going to catch a little hell.
Ooh. I would probably say it is Coach Saban. And for him, it's when we're doing warm-ups, guys skipping through part of the warm-ups and just jogging instead of doing the full dynamic warm-up. There's been times where we've had to – I think there's one time I think we restarted the entire period just for a warm-up. So that's definitely one of his biggest pet peeves.
Excellent. How about this one? You mentioned your workout. Where are you training currently?
Right now I'm at Atlet Sports in Midlothian, Texas, with my guy Ryan.
All right. So tomorrow when you go to the facility, you get to be the trainer. I don't know if you're going to pick Ryan or somebody else there. What are you going to make them do, and who are you going to pick to make them do it?
Ooh. I'd probably have to, just by the sheer fact that this is really impressive every day watching, I would have to pick my guy, Cody. Cody Russell, he played center at Houston. And I just want to see him do as many bench press reps in 225 as possible, because he's going to get a lot when he tests. But working out with him every day, that's probably something I'd choose to pick immediately just to watch him do it.
Excellent. That's a great response. I've never had that one. That's an awesome response, Chris. And then the final one, it might be hard to think about right now in the middle of February, but Pro Day's right around the corner, the combine, all these private workouts. The draft is very, very quickly going to be on the horizon. That said, who is the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, if you will, when you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Oh, you're going to set me up like that. I
used to ask, what female celebrity would you like to take out? And then guys would be like, oh, you're going to get me in trouble with my girl. But this I stopped asking that question entirely. And now I ask this one, but I think guys are more actually hesitant to answer this one than actually picking another girl to take out absent of their girlfriend. But with that said, who is the best cook, and what are they going to make for you?
Well, I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm going to have to go with my mom's mom, my grandmother. and I'm gonna need her to make some red beans and rice with some cornbread and some chicken. Yeah, only because she's the originator. That's the only reason why.
I can't argue. Listen, my grandma, I mean, they're all passed now, but, I mean, like you said, it's tradition. It's the next one up. I think you're in good graces. And grandma is going to be very, very proud because she's now also on the clock for red beans and rice, some cornbread and chicken for you as you celebrate the next journey. Chris, fabulous job. So appreciative of your time, especially on such short notice. But we always like to tell your guests, stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, Chris Owens, the standout from Alabama, and the key to him is versatility. He played tackle, center. We know he's a guard at heart, and he mentioned it, that tool belt, the toolbox. He has all the tools, the ingredients you need to be successful in having a long NFL career. Thanks for joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.